Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Are You Not Kentertained? My name is Kent. I am here with Steve. It's a Monday, and that means there was a pay-per-view just yesterday. Today is July 24th, and I really wish I had my shit together because I don't know what podcast number we're on. I think we're on number, this is number 61. I'm almost pretty positive on that one.
Almost 69.
Oh, yes, we are on 61. Okay, so I kind of know what I'm talking about. Kinda. So, Steve, I don't know. I don't know if I'm overstepping my bounds here, but I feel that as much as I hate to give WWE props, I think that was probably the best pay-per-view that they've done this year in the terms of most of the matches weren't awful. Would you agree with that? Because based on your email, I kind of was getting the vibe that you did not enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy myself, but I mean, they were just there, all the matches. There wasn't any real good or bad. It was just
all right in the middle. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess that's, isn't this a compliment though? Like in the fact that I can't sit here and say that I hated any, I don't think I hated a single match on the card, but none of them are top 50 of the year.
Well, I hated the main event. I think it went on way too long. The flag match was not the best, mostly because it was a flag match, not because of the actual wrestling involved.
It was the gimmicks that were attached to the matches that made them lower quality.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get to those, but let's start off with the easy-slash-hard-hitting one with Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English. That was on the kickoff show. When we did the predictions on the blogs at 9deuce.com/wrestling, I was the only person that predicted Aiden English would win. I was very proud. Do you think this is a good idea or a bad idea?
It's good to have someone win to keep the feud kind of even. I mean, if it's a feud, which I don't know if that's a blow-off or not, but if you want to continue it, you can't have Dillinger win every single match.
Doesn't this kind of already kill off any momentum that Ty may have had, though?
Didn't it kind of die off already anyways?
Pretty much, which is the set. Honestly, when I look at those two guys, I'll ask you first. If you look at both guys and you say, in 5 years, who has the potential to be the bigger star, which guy do you pick?
English.
Me too. I think he has the most upside. I think he has the more unique personality. He has the more unique physique. He's just missing. Well, he's missing the Guerreros.
That would help. Yeah. Dillinger's been in NXT for, like, what, 15 years?
I mean, so, Dillinger's almost as old as fucking Eric Young, it sounds like.
Yeah,
so
he doesn't have much time left, I don't think.
But, I mean, shame on WWE for not exploiting. Like, he could be pushing really a lot of merchandise, I feel. Don't you think he could?
He'd be a good mid-card guy. Like, you know, never really wins a feud, but put him in a feud with, like, new guys.
Dolph Ziggler?
Kind of, yeah, better than Ziggler.
That's impossible.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough to say how much merch he would sell because NXT audience is weird compared to the actual audience of Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah. NXT is like Canada. I mean, when you think about it, it's basically like Canada. You don't really necessarily, what translates there doesn't translate nationwide.
If Canada's full of hipsters.
Hipsters. You vile, vile pieces of dirt.
They are. Although, the audience hasn't been as bad lately in NXT. But they can be awful.
There hasn't been much for them to be excited about, though, either in NXT, in all fairness.
That's a good point.
Like, they debuted Bobby Fish to have him lose to Aleister Black, and I was like, wouldn't it have made more sense to debut Bobby Fish and get him a few wins first?
That's not how NXT works.
Yeah, apparently not. Yeah. I don't.
It's nice seeing some Saratoga, though. That's good.
Yeah. regarding, do you see Ty Dillinger, like, we had a full card. We had 8 matches in total. And I guess I'm questioning, if Ty can't even make it on an 8-match show on the main card, why did they bother calling him up? Was there a purpose in calling him up if they weren't even going to have him, like, help establish the mid card?
They had to make room for someone in NXT, so they had to get rid of him. I don't know. You would think if you call someone up, you have a plan for him, but that's not how they work, apparently. So who knows?
Right. Tyler Breeze can vouch for that.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Yeah, it took him, what, a year and a half?
Yeah. He finally got going, though.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean,
Adam Rose is sitting at home going, yep, that could have been me.
If he didn't abuse his wife. I mean.
Yeah. And that, you know, didn't all that come on the heels of that ESPN documentary that they did?
It came shortly after, yeah.
Unreal,
like, oh, what a great guy he is, and then all of a sudden he's like a drug addict and beat his wife and whatever.
Yeah, he was Del Rio before Del Rio.
That's saying something.
Yeah. I like slinging arrows at Del Rio, even though Paige sounds I hate myself for saying this, but I cannot get enough of that drama. I hate myself for saying it, but it is the epitome of the human car wreck.
Yeah, it's a train wreck, the whole thing.
I just can't take my eyes off of it. It intrigues me, like, oh god, it's the 24th. I have one whole week left. I made a bet with Russ and Carrie, and I said that they had to be broken up by the end of this month, or else the next podcast after that, I had to be nothing but positive for one whole podcast about wrestling. You realize how hard that's going to be?
That's going to be impossible. By broken up, do you mean one of them's dead?
I don't care as long as they're technically not together anymore. I don't care.
Because I have a feeling it's going to end up one of them dying. Probably Dario being stabbed to death by Paige.
Or Paige's family. Like, I'm really surprised one of her relatives hasn't come over and just shivved the shit out of him.
They do hate that guy.
Yeah, they do hate him. It's crazy.
I mean, for good reason, but...
Oh, absolutely. Like, at what point... Because I'm guessing you read the story about how Paige, if she does get charged with this, she's going to be fired because of the wellness policy.
Which means she'll be in GFW.
Oh, just another reason to... Although Paige versus Rosemary would be such an interesting match.
Although I guess Paige isn't looking too well right now. She's like injuring a love, like skin and bones.
Oh, she's got too thin?
I think so. I've heard that, yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. She had a really good body on her.
Yeah.
She was really attractive when she first got called up.
I mean, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
You know, really, even though I don't do cocaine, that wouldn't be the worst thing that could be on my gravestone.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I mean, it speaks to everybody. You know what I mean?
Everyone will know, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. So somebody murder somebody within the next week, please. Speaking of murder, because we're already on tangent here, I just finished the American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson. It was on FX last year.
Yep.
They did a really good job as far as... getting people to look right and, like, sound right. Like, Marsha Clark, Johnny Cochran, Christopher Darden, and Lance Ito were so close to realistic. And John Travolta, in his own way, actually pulled off a decent Robert Shapiro. The only person that didn't quite look right was Cuba's OJ. But he did a good job acting it. It's interesting... I'm curious, where do you lie on that? Do you say that OJ did it?
I think it's obvious he did it.
I still I actually disagree. I've long held the contention that he's innocent, and then
or maybe whoever killed Benoit and his family killed OJ's family first.
Ah, see, there was a book that came out, I think it was last year or the year before, and it was this private investigator that had tons and tons of quote-unquote proof that it wasn't OJ, but rather OJ's son, Jason, I think his name is. I highly recommend anybody that's listening, if you're remotely interested in the OJ Simpson stuff, or if you're not, but you kind of want a different perspective, just do a Google search for OJ Simpson son theory. Just those four words, and you'll find out what I'm referring to. It won't take much reading. You can just fucking YouTube it for all I care. But he has a lot of valid points that really kind of... all the question marks that were left from the case, he really ties them up into one good case. It's one of the better... I don't know if you want to call it conspiracy theories, but it's one of the better theories out there.
Huh. That's good. I don't know if I want to... I don't know if I care that much about it to look into it.
Fair enough. Like, basically... he said that he actually, like, you know those places that you can rent out, like, space, like, for storage space units, right?
Storage units, yeah.
So, his son failed to pay on it, so the private investigator went and rented it and got the stuff out of it, and he says that he has the murder weapon and it has the DNA and everything.
Did he have to win it in an auction?
I don't know if it was on A&E or History Channel or something. It could have been.
I mean, they had his Bronco on Pawn Stars, I think.
Did they really?
On the ad, at least, I saw him doing it. I don't know if it was really his or not.
I'm so glad that I don't watch any of that stuff anymore. I used to watch Pawn Stars all the time.
I did too, and I got sick of it. I still watch American Pickers, which is why I saw the ads for Pawn Stars.
I watched American Pickers sometime last month for the first time in like 2 or 3 years, and I mean, it's the same old thing, but some of the stuff that they find's very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same crap, but it's good to have in the background while you're doing other stuff.
Yeah, it's perfect background stuff to not get addicted to. I don't know if they're still airing Mountain Men, but that show I still watch when it's on.
I'm sure they are. Alaska, I mean, it's a lot of Alaska stuff too.
Yeah, like, I don't know, I kind of like to see how people quote-unquote live off the land, although sometimes you can tell that the producers have clearly done stuff, but whatever.
They'd never do that.
No, it's an honest business. Yes. Yes, it is. So, with all of that said, and we're 13 minutes in, let's talk about the first match of the night.
Oh, you know what I want to talk about before that?
Yeah,
you
fuck it.
Renee Young, she had, like, red splotches on her chest in the pre-show.
Yes.
That was kind of weird. I was trying to know what was up with that.
I think Dean's been, I don't know, doing cocaine off her chest?
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, I'm just throwing out ideas, because, I mean, he doesn't strike me as an abusive guy, but...
No, I'm not saying that. Do cocaine? It was kind of weird that she had those red splotches and didn't, like, cover it up. I mean, it went away, I think.
It probably was most likely like a quick allergy, because I get quick blotches that go away, you know, 6 hours later.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, that's what was kind of weird. They didn't like try to cover it up or anything for the TV.
Yeah, but they do everything in their power to cover up every tiny imperfection. And yeah, that is an oddity. By the way, Carmella killed it on the pre-show, I thought.
Yeah, she was good.
Like, I've been squabbling with a couple people in the wrestling group. They're like, Carmella doesn't deserve this. Charlotte deserves her. Natalia, Becky. I'm like, listen, Carmella was the last drafted person. Nobody gave her a shot. When she came out to crickets the first 2 weeks because nobody was into her. And she has since gotten better in the ring, developed a personality, and is good on the fucking mic. Like, what more could you ask for from somebody from NXT? Like, she's done what you want people to do, right?
Yeah, she's improved. And, I mean, seriously, Charlotte's had a lot of chances. She's had the belt plenty of times already on Raw. Yeah. So, let's all take a shot.
And Charlotte still can't cut a promo, which that's become my new favorite thing every week on the podcast is when Russ does his Charlotte impersonation.
Is it a robot?
No, it's kind of like, imagine John Lovitz doing live local theater. I am a terrible actress.
Okay, I see that.
I cannot cut a promo to save my life.
That's good.
I yell.
She yells randomly, too. It's awesome.
Yeah, like, I'm angry, but I don't know how to do anger, so I'm just going to get louder. I think Russ, of all people, can relate to that philosophy.
Yeah, he can. He's pretty good for that. Just get louder. Not really get angry, just get louder.
Russ is one of the loudest human beings I've ever known in my entire life, so there's that.
He has that going for him.
Like, even as kids, I remember his mom constantly fucking yelling at him for being so loud. It was great.
Good times.
Yeah. All right. So, let's move on. God damn it. All right. We have successfully gone 16 minutes and talked about one match, which was Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English. We're doing great.
That was like 1 minute.
All right. New Day versus Usos. New Day won it. I don't like it. I really don't like, because I think Breezango should be holding the belts. I think American Alpha deserved it more than New Day. I know a lot of people disagree with me, but I think New Day should be split up. What do you think?
I don't like the outcome, but I think it's how we did the match of the night. And that, you know, it was actually had some relevance and some urgency to the moves and everything.
And isn't it weird that both matches of the pay-per-view, like match of the night for both pay-per-views, was the tag team championship? Because the Hardys versus Cesaro either was or the second, it was the first or second best match of that night.
That is, it's like the weakest division where they had the best matches. It's so weird.
Yeah, it was a really good match. I rewatched a good chunk of it and I thought it was really good the second time through even. I just really didn't like the outcome.
No, the Usos should have been champion still. At least till SummerSlam. But then I guess New Day would win it there, and it doesn't really matter, so.
Did you hear, I think it was on Talking Smack. Did you watch Talking Smack?
I did.
Jerry Lawler was saying home with his down boys or something like that. When he's trying to say down with his homeboys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, home with his downies. That's what
home
it was.
Home with his downies. That's what it was. Yeah.
My God, that was brilliant and hilarious.
I like how he did the whole rap is crap thing. That was good. I should play that song.
Oh, God. What was it? The West Texas Rednecks? Was
that like
what
they were? Yeah. Was the Outlaws or Rednecks? I think it was Rednecks. That's how you know.
Who was in that aside from. There was Mr. Perfect, and there was like a second generation wrestler and some other people, and I don't remember who.
Was it a Wyndham? Was there a Wyndham in there?
Oh, most likely there was definitely a Wyndham, and it wasn't Bray or Bo.
Probably Barry Wyndham, would it? You've been pretty old at that point.
Oh no, I'm looking this up right now. West Texas. We're going to say Rednecks.
Yeah, let's go to Rednecks.
God damn it. I Hate Rap came up as the fourth thing. I am so happy about that.
That should be the first one, though.
It really should be. I agree.
And was it actually called Rap is Crap? Or was that something else?
Actually, yeah, they did. They had Rap is Crap and Good Old Boys. So, yeah. There was. All right. There was Kurt Hennig on guitar and vocals.
Yep.
Bobby Duncombe Jr. on lead guitar, Barry Windham on drums, Kendall Windham on bass guitar,
two Windhams. Wow.
Curly Bill on the tambourine.
Who?
Curly Bill.
Curly? Is he it? Wow. That's, yeah, I don't even know what that one is.
Oh, Curly Bill was Virgil. Oh my God.
Oh God. Getting that fuck money.
I can't help this. This is that's great. I forgot that he was involved.
All I knew was Henning. And one maybe one Wyndham, and surprising there's two.
They called Virgil Curly Bill.
Well, you can't call him Virgil or Vincent.
But you can't call him Curly Bill. That's so great.
Should I call him Uncle Tom or something, or
oh my gosh, that would be That'd be something WCW would have done.
Or Toby.
Toby. Do you think at SummerSlam we're getting a rematch again between these two? Or do you think it... Like, Who does New Day even feud with? The Ascension?
I have a feeling we're going to see every match from the last two pay-per-views again.
I've been thinking SummerSlam should feature mostly four-way dances because that way they get everybody on the card type thing.
Just have one huge battle royal or something.
What about New Day versus Hype Bros? I'd be interested in that.
Yeah, what, a month to build it up? It could happen.
They gotta do something with that storyline, don't they?
Yes, they should, because they gotta break up and have Mojo be the big breakout star.
Are you saying that Mojo's going to be the heel or the face?
Probably the heel? Because his character has that douchey tendency, so just play that up and instant heel. To me, at least.
Yeah, I know a lot of people said that Zach was going to be the heel, but I think Mojo... Usually when WWE breaks up a team, they want somebody to break out. It's the heel that's the breakout guy, usually. Almost always.
Yeah, if Jenny didn't have drug problems, he might have broke out, but...
Yeah, fish and butts. Now. God damn it. I wonder how much it would take to hire Marty Jannetty for, like, a birthday party.
Maybe
I feel like $300 is overpaying.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay more than what you would pay for that girl's outfit.
Fair enough. Yeah, because, I mean, at least you own the outfit. You can try it on in your own privacy and look ridiculous.
Yes, that's what I would do with it.
Absolutely. Up next, Shinsuke versus Baron. Baron, what, kicked him in the nuts and got the DQ, basically?
Which sets up very much at SummerSlam.
Yeah, I came into this match expecting them to have more of a brawling match, like a real duke it out, hard-hitting match. It kind of underwhelmed me a little bit, to be perfectly honest.
Which is Shinsuke Nakamura's whole career since his first match on NXT.
Is Shinsuke Nakamura going to go... who's more overrated, Shinsuke or Finn?
I don't know if Shinsuke's overrated or he just can't do all the stuff he usually does in Japan, because he would kill someone, probably. But I would say Finn.
This is true. And does Finn suffer the same issue, do you think?
It's possible. I think he was more... entrance type stuff, a gimmick, than he was anything else. I'm not sure about it. I mean, you don't hear him having 5-star matches every night in Japan.
I don't know. I remember him being very highly touted, but it could have just been the entrances. What was his name? Virgil something? Virgil McDivitt?
Prince Devitt.
Yeah. I don't know. The match left me underwhelmed, and the part that I really hated in this match was the bear hug. Baron's better than that. I can't imagine he needed the breather, and I can't imagine Shinsuke needed the breather, so why do that move unless he'd been working on the back the whole match?
Or the ribs.
Right, like, I know he did the whole ramming him into the barricades, but that was about it. Like, he didn't work over the back or ribs or anything for, like, 3 to 5 minutes, where then the bear hug is a good move.
No, unless you're like a big guy, like a fat guy, you shouldn't be doing bear hugs anyways. Like, I just think of bear hug, I think of a big fat guy doing it.
Yeah, and I don't know, there was some, I don't know, did you pick up on the amount of communication going on between those two?
Was it during the bear hug that they could tell Corbin obviously leaned in and talked to him?
It was... right before the bear hug, I believe, or right after. It was one or the other, and Baron was trying to... I don't know if Shinsuke didn't understand what he was saying. There was some kind of language barrier going on.
Yeah,
but it was clear as day.
Yeah.
I hope... I don't know, I'm partially wondering if Tuesday night we're going to get the rematch, and you know like how there's the rematch after the pay-per-view and it's always better? I'm thinking that's what's going to happen on Tuesday.
I just hope they don't say... because of what you did on the pay-per-view, you have a match on SummerSlam, and your briefcase will be on the line.
Against James Ellsworth.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
When's he due back? Any week now, right?
Wasn't he banned for like a month or something?
Yeah, but when did the ban go into effect? Was it 2 weeks after the last pay-per-view?
Was it 1 week after?
That's... Well, they had the week after Money in the Bank to set up for the following week for the rematch, right? They didn't have the rematch.
Oh, yeah, and he interfered there, too.
And then he got that next week, so that was 3 weeks after the pay-per-view. So that was probably about 3 weeks ago. So we still got probably this week and maybe next week before we get Ellsworth back, I'm guessing. Makes me sad.
So he'll beat him at SummerSlam?
Hopefully. Is it weird that, you know, when you and I first started doing this, we both were like, yep, completely done with James Ellsworth, and now we're missing him?
It's amazing what talking smack does for someone like him.
I don't even want to fucking talk about Talking Smack because I spent all the last podcast last week bitching about them canceling it because they threw away their golden ticket. The one show that they had where characters could get over and develop right in front of our eyes and like they had mic time and they were able to say, hey, this is who I am. This is why my character is the way it is. And people are like, oh my god, now the story makes sense. Yeah. But no, let's can it.
Yep. But Kevin Owens was great last night.
Oh, as much as I liked him last night, the time before that when he spilled the water on Renee's phone was one of the greatest things.
Yeah, that was good too.
And I like how Renee tries to be nice occasionally, and every time that she does, like, he just rips into her even more.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He's doing God's work there.
He is. It's a shame he won't be able to do that anymore. Well, every pay-per-view, I guess he can, but...
Yeah, I hate WWE. I don't know. I don't know how long they're gonna keep the belt, the briefcase with Baron, but I figure we can talk about that after we talk about Poon Job. Speaking of Poon, up next is the women's match.
Nice segue.
Thank you.
It's probably the best one yet.
Sometimes things just come to me. And sometimes things just come on page. God, that dead horse is just still beatable. I didn't foresee Natalya winning until I checked, like, around 5 o'clock to see what the updated odds were and saw that Natalya was in first place. Does this work for you, Natalya versus Naomi? Do you care?
I don't care. It's better than Lana or Tamina. And Charlotte, it's just, I don't care about her, so whatever.
I'm starting to get behind Tamina a little bit. She's starting to actually get it a little bit in the ring. Like, she's never gotten it before, in my opinion.
She's been in the league like 20 years. She's finally getting it.
Right, like, you know, fucking, you're 25. Hey, guys, I finally learned how to wrestle. Look at me now. I mean, I'm sure she still can't hit the Superfly Splash any better, but I don't know. If I was her, I'd just stick with kicks. She does them okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, hopefully they all can do that. Well, Lana can't, obviously, last night. But, yeah, kicking's good for her.
Well, Lana has her spin kicks, and come on. Thankfully, they did not have a gay cameraman working that match, because one cameraman was getting some amazing shots during that match.
Well, they have to. Probably Vince is yelling in the ear telling him what to do. I mean...
Switch to her ass right now, goddammit!
What's that ass cam?
Somebody's just on permanent ass duty the whole match. Like, and Vince, that's the only camera angle that Vince follows the whole match.
I'm surprised we don't have some like GoPro rig where we can do that.
Oh my god, that... It'd be so great if they just had ass cam.
Or a drone flying around.
Oh, drone. That would be... Wow. God damn it. Did WWE blow it with Lana? I mean, is it safe to say that they've officially blown it? Because when she first came back, the first 2 weeks, the fans loved her and wanted to see her. And since then, she's done nothing.
Well, having you lose in 2 seconds to Naomi and SmackDown didn't help. Having her leave Rusev didn't help.
Yeah, like, I feel WWE's done everything they could to bury her. I mean, is this not the epitome of the most intentional burial?
It's because she ruined that awesome Ziggler, Rusev, the other female angle.
Summer Marie, man.
That's what. Yeah, that's right. Summer Marie. Yeah.
She's still active on the roster.
Has she been injured, or is she just?
She was injured for a bit, and I don't know. Her and Emma probably hang out
backstage doing nothing.
Yeah, I mean, Emma's gonna get canned soon, but
that's a shame. I don't want to see her go to GFW.
I'd rather her just go to Australia. Fuck it. Like,
yeah.
A woman that talented in the ring, arguably one of the top three best female wrestlers in WWE.
Behind Tamina and Nia Jax.
Fucking Nia, man. I'm not like most girls.
Damn Samoans.
Damn them and their heritage. Wait. Oh yeah, both of them are heels. I don't understand. Why is it okay when some people like Sami Zayn, who's from fucking Africa of all places, how does he get cheers when a guy
from South Africa?
No. Is where he was born, I believe.
Was it really? I thought he was Canadian.
He moved to Canada. I'm looking this up just to confirm my facts, but I'm pretty sure he was born in South Africa, and I think that has a lot to do with his tights and choice in music and
stuff. And he's a Muslim, I believe.
Well, shit, man. There's a lot going on here. Let's see. Personal life. Let's go with that. Nope, I'm wrong. Sebel. Is his real name Sebel? What the fuck?
If Wikipedia says it is, it is.
His real name is Rami, R-A-M-I space S-E-B-E-L. Rami Sebel.
Interesting.
So, get this. This is far more interesting than anything we have to say, really.
Most of those things are, to be honest.
Or, actually, wait, it's S-E-B-E-I. So it's not an L, it's an I. So Sebi. Sebi was born in Montreal, Canada, to Syrian immigrants who moved from Horns, or Homs, to Canada in the 70s. Well, where the fuck is this Homs place?
Sounds made Homs. Up to me.
Western Syria. Okay. So Syrian. He was born in Syria.
Interesting.
He's a fucking terrorist.
Yep.
He's a Muslim and is trilingual, speaking Arabic, French, and English fluently. Huh.
I knew he was multilingual. I thought it was more than three, though, but whatever.
Yeah, he also has a fund called Sammy for Syria, in which he has raised over $32,000 so far.
Where's that being hyped up? I mean, seeing as, what, a million make-a-wishes and you can't hear enough of it, and Sammy's getting money for Syria and you hear nothing about it on TV.
Well, yeah, it's... Listen, unless you're doing work for Special Olympics, underprivileged youth, or cancer patients, nobody gives a fuck.
So possible terrorists you don't want to hear about?
God damn it. So, really, why doesn't Sami Zayn have a terrorist gimmick?
He's too good of a guy.
He really is. Like, can you picture Sami Zayn as a heel ever?
No. I can't.
Like, he's one of the few wrestlers that I think is going to be pigeonholed as a face for his career.
Yeah. I mean, even if he teamed up with Kevin Owens, it'd be those weird teams where it's like a heel and face together.
Yeah. Gosh, I don't even know. I don't think there's any way of turning Sami Zayn heel.
Huh. I mean, right now you have him fighting against Love and he's still a face, so...
There you go. If you can defeat the power of love and still be a face.
And not be a heel, I mean, you're stuck being a face.
You're basically in Roman Reigns territory because you can throw a bride into her own cake and still be the face in a feud, apparently.
Yes, because wanting to show off your lovely wife in your honeymoon pictures is heel move.
In all my years of watching wrestling, I'm thinking about this. That may have been the single most illogical face-heel dynamic that I've ever seen. Can you think of any worse? I'm sure Cena may be involved in some of these,
but... going to say, I think Cena's been in a few. Even Roman Reigns, he loses a match, he gets away for a rematch. I mean, he kind of bullies away in the matches.
Roman Reigns is one of the biggest bullies in the whole roster.
I don't care what happens. I'm messing the winner of this match at SummerSlam.
Hey, guys, I lost the ambulance match. I know that was probably a big thing for me, so I'm going to insist on being in the main event at SummerSlam. Everybody cool with that? No? Too bad. I will throw your fucking wife and children under a van and run them over.
Like, this that's is my Roman yard. Reigns.
Yeah, because this is my yard. And fuck The Undertaker.
Oh, I do not want to see him against Brock Lesnar.
No. God, no.
It's got to be a four-way, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully Strowman destroys everybody.
This is fascinating. Like, alright, I'm still on the Sami Zayn page, which, once again, this is fascinating to me. They even have a video game section to say that he made his video game debut in WWE 2K15, which I'm sure was a shitty game. And, outside of wrestling, Zayn's entrance theme was played after every Edmonton Oilers victory on home ice during the 2017 Stanley Cup playoffs. How was that not covered?
That's pretty cool. Because it's in Canada. That's like, it's in Canada. That's, I don't care about that.
But isn't that kind of huge? Like, isn't that something WWE would normally exploit the hell out of?
Yes. If he was bigger, probably would.
Wow. Fuck WWE.
I just hope they have a flag match and a Punjabi prison match in the WWE 2K18.
Yeah, because we gotta have everything a year ahead of time, which I've never fucking understood.
Yes.
Is Madden to blame for that?
I believe so, yes.
It's so weird. Like, why can't we just have a year where we don't get any and then reset everything so that in 2019, everything is 2K19. Can't we just have that one thing that just makes sense?
I would like to have a year off anyways, just because year to year, there's not much difference. It's usually 2-3 years after where the changes actually happen in games.
What do you mean, Steve? You don't want to pay $60 for updated rosters?
Oh, I mean, I do. No, I usually skip I usually skip 3, maybe 5 years between Maddens.
Does PlayStation offer the EA Pass like Xbox does?
I don't know. I never looked into it.
Like, it's awesome because basically you can play any game from EA that's, I think it's 12 months old or sometimes even less. So for, I think I'm paying $20, $24 for the year. I have access to the whole EA catalog that's on Xbox One. So I've just been playing like NBA 2K16 and NHL 2K16. I don't know the fucking difference. Like, aside from not being able to play as like a couple of rookies that I may know in NBA, who cares?
The storyline mode changes.
I don't play the storyline mode, to be perfectly honest.
Well, see, there you go. You're all set.
Yeah, and Madden, and I tried playing. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. At some point, probably 15 years ago, I lost the capacity to stop caring about all the line shifts. I'm like, I just want to hit A to hike the ball, hit A again to bring up my fucking, you know, receiver buttons, and pass or run. That's what I want.
Well, as the Giants, I just throw to Beckham all the time, and it wins all the games.
I saw Beckham on Beat Shazam. I don't know if you've ever heard of Beat Shazam.
Yes, I saw that too.
I actually kind of enjoyed the show because I thought it was going to be more modern songs that I wouldn't know. But quite frankly, it's been a lot of shit that I actually knew. Like, I've done very well my 3 episodes I've seen.
Yeah, I do okay. Except with, like, Taylor Swift and then, you know.
Right, like, there's certain things I have no clue. Like, anything from the past, even probably past 10 years, I don't know hardly any of it. I do know to never guess the, like, when they do the song, they'll have, like, three words at the beginning.
Song. Yeah.
Yeah, the trickery.
That's where they get you, because you want to be fast, and then you just don't think, and, yeah.
Pretty much. All right.
Anyway,
the women. Psh. You know, the great thing was Game of Thrones was coming on right at the beginning of this match, so I was like, sniff you jerks later and watch Game of Thrones.
It's a wise choice.
And I had a good time. You're not into Game of Thrones, are you, Steve?
I don't have HBO or HBO Go, so I don't watch it, no.
Okay. Well, if some point you need it, let me know. I might be able to help you out.
You got some illegal sources or something?
Oh, no, I actually pay for it.
Oh, okay.
No, believe it or not, I actually pay for it. I have HBO for like 3 months of the year.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, getting one of those things just for like one show, I don't think is worth it.
I got it because Leftovers was in its final season, and boy, did that final episode piss me off. But then, like, it was only a few weeks later until Game of Thrones, so I never canceled it.
Was it ending like Lost?
As a matter of fact, I believe the same people that made The Leftovers were involved in Lost.
Yeah, that's why I think it might have been like Lost.
Yeah, I never watched Lost, but I'm pretty sure it's probably very similar and irritating as fuck.
That was cool. That same guy, not J.J. Abrams, but the other guy, was involved in Briscoe County Jr.
Really? Huh.
Yeah,
that's,
I forgot his name. One of the three guys, though, that did Lost and stuff.
No shit, Briscoe County Jr. I remember that. What was that? That was on Fox, right?
Yeah, it was on Fox, yeah. Like one season, maybe two.
I remember the promos, like the commercials and stuff. I do remember that. It's funny. Let's move on to KO versus AJ. I know a lot of people, including myself, thought that this was going to be possible match of the year candidate because they're arguably the two best workers on SmackDown. And what we got was a very average, slightly above average match, but it wasn't anything groundbreaking.
They're saving it for SummerSlam.
Did the ending ruin it for you? Because it really... It didn't make sense to me why AJ was cleanly pinned and it took the ref, you know, another 4 seconds. So basically AJ was down for 7 seconds, which is fine if he would have been like borderline murdered and then like sold it, but he was up immediately after the pin. That ruined it for me.
The whole sequence didn't make much sense. Like, the ref bump is there for no reason, really. I mean, no one tapped.
It served no purpose.
No one tapped at all.
Yeah, you would have expected somebody to tap with the ref being out. I thought for sure Owens was going to, for instance.
Right, and then AJ would be like, oh, I won, and let up, and then get beat later, but nope. I mean, it was pretty cool to see him throw him into the ref.
That was cool, and I liked how it was sold that Owens didn't really know where he was throwing him into. Like, I thought that was really well done, and I was expecting, you know, another cheap finish, like when AJ got counted out with his foot stuck
foot,
in the desk.
The old foot in the monitor.
Right.
It was an underwhelming match, but I think they have at least one more to go in SummerSlam.
Yeah, I'm okay with it, but I don't know. Would you do a stipulation for it?
Maybe put him in a bamboo cage with a bigger cage outside it.
I want bamboo wrapped in steel this time, not the other way around.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm all for, like...
Actually, I want to have it in an empty arena match. That way the fans can't see anything that alive.
Oh, that'd be great.
I mean, because they could kind of see nothing in the Punjabi prison match, but they could still kind of see.
Don't you just partially wish just once when the crossface was applied, like, JBL accidentally was like, the Crippler crossface, or alluded to Benoit in any way whatsoever? Wouldn't that be neat?
Oh, he could cripple him with that move.
He could murder his wife and child with... Oh, I'm...
Is that too far?
Too soon. Oh, God, I'm laughing about child murder. I can't even say, like, we've hit a new low.
If you laugh at that, what can you laugh at?
Right. Clowns? Come on.
Oh, clowns are scary. I don't know about that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd be okay with a submission match.
Crossface and the Calf Crusher.
Like, I know they're not known for their submissions, but Maybe Shane's like, all right, KO won the belt. Jesus, I was... It would have to be something that would suit KO's to an advantage. I don't know what the hell does.
Powerbomb match?
I don't know. Last man standing match I'm always all for, but didn't we just have one recently?
I feel like we did.
Damn it.
I can't remember who was in it, but I feel like we had one.
Yeah, I feel like we had one like within the past like 3 months, and now I can't think of who may have been in it. Wow.
That's how sad it's become. We don't know who's in matches like a month ago.
If Steve and I can't remember something that happened in wrestling, it didn't happen. Rest assured.
Who the hell would it have been? Wouldn't be Missing Andrews, would it?
It would have been something probably at Extreme Rules, or it wouldn't have been NXT.
205 Live and I Quit match.
Was it NXT with the women? Asuka and what's her tits?
Yes, that's what it was.
That was a great match.
It was the show after the Extreme Rules show.
Yeah, that was the week of women main eventing. Yeah. And Asuka and...
Nikki Cross.
Fuck. Yeah, Nikki... That was... here's the thing. I gotta go on a little rant here. I'm sick of people being like, female wrestling apologist, stop it, okay? Women are completely capable of having a good match.
If they've been wrestling, like, you know, all the lives were trained.
Right. But the problem is, we gotta stop applauding when they're shitty matches. We have to... everybody's like, oh, well, you know, they deserve equal this, equal that.
But for the first time ever, they did this. So you gotta applaud it.
It was historic, after all.
Exactly. you can't not applaud historic moments. It's just impossible.
I have an issue. If you want everything even, then they are ripe for the picking for picking their matches apart and saying that they weren't good. You want equal treatment, equal time, then you're going to get equal critique.
They'll never get better if you don't critique them.
Did you say better or battered?
Better, I think. I hope.
Battered. You said battered, and I was like, Jesus, Steve.
You must batter them to make them better.
Del Rio's listening to this, shaking his head, nodding in approval.
He's my idol.
fantastic. Speaking of really shitty people, John Cena jobbed out Rusev for the 137th time.
I think the whole company jobbed out Rusev. Like, why did half the ramp have the flag and Rusev's half was just dead space?
On the stage, right?
Yeah.
I was wondering the same thing. I'm like, did the lights go out or something? But towards like the one end of it, there was a little bit of green, and that was it, though.
So they made some effort, I guess.
I don't understand. Once again, I'm going to ask this. I keep asking it, and there's never going to be an answer that's satisfactory, but why are we booing Bulgaria? What has Bulgaria ever done to the United States of America in the history of ever?
They're not American. That's why.
Fuck yeah.
There's so many illogical things involved in a flag match.
Couldn't they have just played Team America World Police instead of that match, and we would have gotten the gist of everything that was happening between this and the main event?
Yeah, pretty much.
I would have rather watched that, and I would have gotten the exact same feeling of, oh yeah, we're American, we hate everybody that's not us.
I just don't get why a heel wouldn't take the flag and throw it, like, in the audience.
Right? Or break it. Break the stick. You only have to break the... Because once it's broken, how are you going to plant it?
Or take the pedestal away, because that wasn't nailed down.
Oh, see, I thought that was brilliant when the pedestal got used that one time.
Well, yeah, but you could just take it and, like, destroy that, and then how are you going to plant it?
Right. There was so many flaws to that match, as there is always with a flag match. Like, why do we even have to have the wrestlers have to climb the top turnbuckle to get the flag in the first place? Like, that's just a waste of fucking time.
Why not have it be a 40-yard dash and solve it that way?
Oh, see, now I would watch that. And why is Rusev not allowed to host American Grit?
Well, that's a good question. Racism or something.
I watch American Grit. I hate myself for it, but one of the coaches is a jacked up Cody Rhodes, and I can't help but to watch it because
I thought he was on it. I was like, what the hell is Cody Rhodes doing on that show?
Like he could pass for Cody's brother, right?
Oh yeah, they could twin almost.
It was ridiculous, and so I got suckered into watching it. I watched the first season too, but I don't know. With jacked Cody Rhodes, I can't turn my head away.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to watch it.
Yeah. Is this feud done?
I hope so, but what would Rusev do?
Probably him and Lana would go back into obscurity because they came back to both get jobbed out like crazy. Like, that's what's happened. Lana's come back, hasn't won a match. Rusev comes back, doesn't win a match. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I don't know what he'll do. Feud for the U.S. title, maybe? I don't know.
Sure. Give me Rusev versus AJ Styles. I guarantee you it'll top anything that John Cena's going to have for a match, because if Cena's not working with AJ, he doesn't have somebody else that he can work with that's going to be of that caliber.
You mean he can't have a match with Mahal and have it be good?
Okay, technically, Cena versus Owens if you take that match versus Rusev and AJ, I don't know which matchup's better. That's a tough call for me.
Yeah, that'd be good. Both two good matches, which means they won't happen. But
no, I've already read that Cena is probably next in line for the MDM.
That's a shame.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do. Also, I also read though that Nikki Bella was due back for SummerSlam. I'm praying that's not a real thing.
That would be awful.
Yeah, that'd make me want to tear my testicles off and feed them to Nikki Bella, and then I could say, "Ha, Nikki Bella had my nuts in her mouth." I don't really know where I'm going with that, but it sounded really lewd.
So they would probably have Carmella cash in, and then have Carmella celebrate, and have Nikki Bella come out and be like, "I got a match from Shane McMahon," or something, and then win it that night.
You know, they could mirror that. They could also have Corbin also cash in and then have Cena come out with Shane and be like, "Hey, for no real reason, I have a match against you right now."
Kinda, and then like Cena, Nikki could...
Yeah. Why not? Why not just give Cena whatever the fuck he wants at this point?
You might as well. I mean, he's a free agent, so you want to keep him around.
Like, rumor is that Cena's taking the belt off of Jinder, and if, like, they'll give him the record. You don't give Cena the record against Jinder Mahal. No, that doesn't work for me on any level.
He's beat Randy Orton 3 times now.
Yeah, we're almost there to discuss that. Almost. But first, let's talk about that huge, huge announcement and the big discovery of who killed the horse. Or not.
Yeah, I'm surprised that didn't end. I was going to.
Like, all of a sudden I saw a fat shadow and I'm like, holy shit, that's Connor's beefy tits. I could recognize his tits anywhere.
That's amazing. That's a talent.
Yeah. And see, SummerSlam really needs to have the wet t-shirt contest between him and Big Cass. I still say that needs to happen. What's going on at this point? Like, I know this is a way to keep Breeze Dango relevant somewhat, but it's not... I don't know. Do you really think it's helping their career in any way?
No, they're becoming Santino. Just comedy.
Right. And they're both better than that. They're both really above average wrestlers. They're not great wrestlers, but they're very competent.
Yeah. They should be on at least matches on the pay-per-view.
Right, like, even if they're jobbers, they should still have a place. And instead, they're dealing with the Ascension, and once again, there's...
And the mystery team.
So, who do you think it's going to be when all is revealed? Like, when all is said and done, who's going to be behind this nonsense?
I have no idea. Heavy Machinery?
I still say it's going to be Rowan and possibly Harper.
Oh, Probably, yeah.
Because Rowan needs something to be done, and Luke Harper, you know, he got over. He was probably like the second biggest face during February, and then all of a sudden WrestleMania came, and they're like, Luke, we don't have anything for you. And yeah, like, people forget, but in February, Luke Harper was probably the second biggest face on SmackDown.
Yeah, I was looking forward to that three-way with him and AJ Styles and Bray Wyatt.
It blows my mind, quite frankly, that... how the fuck they... I don't know. I ask myself this every day. How did WWE blow this or blow that? And they're hookers.
I think from now on it should be, how do they not blow this when something good happens?
That is the better question. Like, suddenly they deliver on something, you're like, wait a second. Like, Carmella winning Money in the Bank. They got it right. I don't understand that.
They got it right, but they made it seem like they were going to reverse that on us.
Yeah, they still WWE'd it up, quite frankly.
Yes,
so.
Yes, they did.
We only have two matches. Oh, the next one is with our friend from Syria, Sami Zayn versus the Power of Love.
I forgot that.
And Mike Kanellis. Like, was this Mike's first debut match in WWE, or has he had one other one?
He had one on SmackDown.
Okay.
Where he beat Sami Zayn with a closed fist.
Oh, yeah, that's usually how you finish off an opponent back in the fucking 40s.
Yeah. Distracted, you know.
What the fuck? Like, this doesn't help either guy. I don't see how this feud helps either guy. Do you?
It gets him on TV. It's me on TV.
I still say Sammy needed a couple of extra wins over Baron and some other people to be considered higher up, and then when Mike would defeat him, everything would seem more important.
Yeah,
and
yeah, who wants that, really? I mean,
just the fans.
They don't count.
Nobody from India, though.
They don't count. Who cares?
Right. I don't know. I feel like Mike and Maria have all the potential in the world. I've seen them in work, and they are fantastic. With that being said, even the most talented people sometimes can't get a shitty gimmick over. We'll say the Ringmaster. Is this a Ringmaster gimmick, or is there still a way to save this gimmick?
I think it's a Ringmaster. I don't know how you're gonna save this gimmick. Because basically it's two people who love each other so much they do all that crap. I mean, it's not really a heel type. Well, I mean, they cheat to win, but like, it's just, what are you gonna do with it?
If they did like a crazy jealous style of love where, like, you know, a girl looks in Mike's direction, like Maria goes ape shit or vice versa, that could possibly work.
Yeah,
but they're too subtle with this, and you have to really drive it up a few notches in order for this to, I don't know, have a place. Have you been watching Blood Drive by any chance?
Yes, unfortunately.
All right, so you know the couple that I'm going to reference here. Wouldn't that work for Mike and Maria on a non-bloody level?
Yeah, you don't really have now. Which is the annoying PDA people who...
I've been really wanting to show my buddy Tom this Mike and Maria stuff. Just because I just want him to say just once, my God, that's fucking annoying. Because he doesn't watch wrestling, so like he's just a mark. Like, he'll say whatever WWE wants him to say. And at that moment when he says, God, that's annoying, I want to pause and be like, that's what you are like with your girlfriend every time I'm around you. Stop it.
That's awful.
It's terrible. It really is fucking terrible. I don't really like PDA. I don't think, does anybody really like viewing PDA? Like, does anybody really enjoy that?
Sickos like it. Sick, perverted people.
Like, maybe people who watch E! All the time?
That could be.
It baffles me, but which is fine. If they wanted to do that gimmick and made whatever they're going to do for the gimmick, they have to dial it up 20 more notches. That's my biggest complaint. They're not going for it hard enough.
That's fair.
They're not, like, if they were the Revival, they'd be going hard right now.
Oh yeah, I mean, but it's a Revival.
Ah, the Revival. You know, I'm terrified because WWE, how many of the, what has it been, the last three or four tag teams that they've called up have all been split up? I think Ascension's the last team to get...
Yeah.
Well, all right, we're assuming Hype Bros is getting split up. American Alpha, Cass and Enzo, and the Vaudevillains.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, three. Yep.
So Hype Bros will make it four. They'll make Ascension, of all fucking teams, the Ascension, the exception to the rule. And actually, the only tag team from NXT. None of the other tag teams were tag teams in NXT, I don't think.
No.
New Day, was it?
No, they weren't.
Gallows and Anderson weren't. Hardy Boys
Bizarro
weren't.
Wasn't.
Yeah, right. Usos weren't, I don't think.
No, they were never in NXT, I don't think. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. So the Ascension could possibly, all they gotta do is break up the Revival. That makes me sad.
Let's hope that doesn't happen for a long time.
Wow.
Probably tonight.
All right, moving forward. Sammy and Kanellis, do you keep them feuding? Do you have another Sammy wow moment, or do you move on with both these guys?
I think you move on. I think that's enough. That win's enough. I mean, it wasn't really a feud anyways, so I think that one win's enough to move on.
Not to diminish anything that Sammy does, but Sammy wasn't the right guy to be able to get these guys over. He wasn't the right personality to get... Randy Orton, a motivated Randy Orton versus them, I think could have actually been fucking genius.
Because he's a dick.
He's such a dick. Like, wouldn't that work for you? It
would have been better. I don't know who'd be the heel in that situation, but...
Whoever isn't Randy would be the heel, because Randy Orton is the biggest heel in all of wrestling, even possibly bigger heel than Roman Reigns, which makes him the ultimate face.
Yeah, I suppose burning a house down and digging up a dead sister would make you a heel, but...
Nope. Wow. It's so fucked up. So, we're finally here, Steve. We are here to talk about the Punjabi prison match. I know you got a lot to say, so get a lot of it off your chest.
Where do I begin? I feel like, first of all, it went on way too long. I mean, everyone loves Orton killing the Singh brothers, but after the first 10 minutes, I think you cut it off and just have Kali come out then, instead of like half an hour later.
Do you think that Orton hurt his head because he got flung into the structure once and he immediately grabbed his head, and then like throughout the rest of the match he kept grabbing the back of his head? Do you think he got hurt?
That's good selling right there.
You think it's good selling? Okay. I mean, I know his shoulder got pretty nasty from the cane.
His shoulder, you gotta be careful too, because he has the actual shoulder problems.
Correct, yeah.
I think the head thing was just settling. It's tough to tell with him, concussion or not, because he's just kind of there.
And I don't necessarily know if Randy would actually tell them that he had a concussion. He seems like that kind of guy that would just... He's still from that last generation where I don't think he would say much unless absolutely forced to.
Right.
Unless he wanted a vacation.
Yeah. I mean, he that Lesnar busts him open with an elbow, so he's not going to complain.
Yeah. Right. Great Khali. I didn't see it coming. I didn't want to see it coming. I hate that it came.
I don't know why they're doing this till they get a Indian champion. But do the 1.3 billion Indians really want their representation to be a guy who can't win by himself and needs every other Indian to help him?
All right. Is this something that you and I talked about before? The prospect of why it... I'm of the mindset that despite the huge population in India, it's not worth all the effort compared to, say, getting Europe on your side. Like, Rusev as champion, I think, is way more profitable than Jinder is.
They must have done some kind of studies to find out that there's a huge wrestling community in India. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's no way all 1.3 billion watch wrestling.
Well, I mean, the problem is the economy there. A lot of them just can't afford it. And even if they can afford the $10 a month, we'll say, they're not sure not buying merchandise very much. Whereas Europe, you're going to have less people, perhaps, but you're going to have a higher quality fan on a monetary perspective. I would think that the Europe route is the way to go.
That would make sense.
Plus, don't they tour Europe a hell of a lot more than they tour fucking India?
Yes, but that might also be health issues.
I think all the more reason.
You don't be in India too often, I don't think.
Yeah. Here's something that I really wanted to see. And yeah, I knew it wasn't going to happen. And I pictured Stone Cold Steve Austin in the Punjab prison. And in my mind, I had this whole thing where, you know, the third door, both guys get out before the door closes. And then they're brawling. And say, like, you know, Austin gets kicked in the knee and something, whatever. He's down. And then the ref opens up the fourth door, and like at the last second, Austin flips off his opponent, throws him back in the ring, and the door gets sealed, and he's on the outside. I was like, that would be so cool instead of doing the predictable wait till the fourth door to get out.
Now,
wouldn't that have been cool?
It would have. Do you know the exact rules? Like, could only one door be open at one time?
I believe all four could be open.
Because why bother? Why just be like, okay, you go out that one, I'll go out this one.
Why even have a door system?
Also, Chili, you can climb up into the step on the other one and leave.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Why not just do that? I mean, unless Great Khali's going to shake the cage so much that you fall in a cartoonish way back down on the inside as opposed to the inside, or the outside.
That was pretty funny how you fell.
Like, I don't blame Orton. That's uncreative for doing something that stupid. Like, I'm sitting there thinking, if I was in Orton's position, I would have looked so clumsy trying to perform what he did. I
would have fell and killed myself, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, that Singh brother took that fucking fall like a goddamn champ, unlike Shane McMahon with the Hell in the Cell thing. There was no airbag underneath that fucking desk.
The Singh brothers are the MVP of this feud.
The Singh brothers, they're the best people on the mic, sadly.
You mean other than Khali?
Well, God damn it. Now, is Khali going to come back also as a chick magnet or not?
I don't know.
Like, how soon before he's dancing? And can his knees... Like, I thought his knees were so fucked that he couldn't be involved anymore.
He must have got fake ones, somehow. For his size, I don't know.
Like, a man that size shouldn't be doing this anymore if you have bad knees. Like, he had bad knees fucking...
Forever.
7 years ago.
Well, and people that size usually have major heart problems, too.
Yeah, I'm a foot smaller than him, and I have bad knees and bad heart. Like, I can't imagine what that fucker's going through.
Yeah, that's amazing. I just hope him and Natalya get back together.
Is there any way, and this... Okay, there's no way in hell, but if Great Khali killed Two Paws off on Instagram, like, that'd be the greatest heel move of all time.
Both.
Well, aside from Big Boss Man dragging Big Show's father out of the grave. Like, that still goes down as the greatest thing ever.
Making Al Snow eat his dog.
Big Boss Man does not get enough props for being the greatest heel of all time. Honestly, like, I put him ahead of Ravishing Rick Rude. And I loved Rick Rude, but Boss Man did some of the most despicable fucking things ever in wrestling.
Yeah.
He was great.
He was good.
if you had an opinion, and you had a choice between seeing another Punjabi prison match or never seeing one ever again in the rest of your life, what would you choose, Steve?
I would choose to have one every week.
I agree.
I would just do a whole pay-per-view, just nothing but Punjabi prison matches.
Oh my god, that'd be awesome. Wait, TNA did something like that where the whole,
they had all cages, yeah.
Yeah.
Lockdown, I think it was called.
You're right, it was called Lockdown. They had Lethal Lockdown for the main event, which was kind of war game-ish, but not fully.
Right, they couldn't call it War Games. Then that stupid rule where they had to put a top on it, and then you pin the guy in the top of the cage or something?
There was some fucked up things there with that. And then, I mean, TNA was also the brilliant motherfuckers that came up with King of the Mountain, which was one of the dumbest fucking stipulations in the history of mankind.
That was the reverse Royal Rumble, right? Or something where you set out outside the ring and you gotta get inside it?
It was so weird, yeah. Then there was like a ladder involved, I believe. It was so weird. I did not like King of the Mountain. And, of course, Jeff Jarrett was the King of the Mountain, and that's all you ever need to know about Jeff Jarrett.
He still is.
Yeah. I remember when he used to say slap nuts all the time, and I giggled a lot when he said that. I have no shame in admitting that.
That was probably the best thing he's ever done.
Yeah. That and put David Arquette over.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously that.
Right. Ah, shit. So, we just summed up this whole pay-per-view. There's really nobody else for Jinder to go against other than Cena, right? Like, AJ has the other belt, so it's not him. There's nobody else high enough on the face side of things to challenge, is there?
Well, eventually, Khali will probably turn on him and have the awesome
Or
Mahal,
turn him on.
Mahal and the Khali feud.
I don't think Khali's going to be able to stay around long enough. I'm just predicting he's not staying around for more than like 3 months.
No, he's like Andre in like the last couple of years of his career.
Right. I really wanted them. In my mind, I thought Randy was actually going to win the match, and then Corbin was going to come out and get the cheap win. I thought that was the smart way to go.
That would have been better, but what do we know?
I know that Jinder is not working for me. I wanted it to, but they gave him one of the worst characters that they could have and just turned him into... Like, they turned him back into what he was prior to his push. Like, when he was a nobody, that was his character, was this fucking asshole. And then, like, they're like, oh, you got yourself in good shape. Well, start cutting some promos. And he was doing great. Then he gets the belt, and they reverted him back to the character that wasn't working.
It's all for India.
In what other business would that ever make sense? Like, you're in a business, you're losing money. Suddenly you have a change of direction, and suddenly you're making money. And then suddenly you're like, you know what? Let's go back to that thing that wasn't making us money.
That makes sense. I mean, obviously it wasn't that was causing you to lose money. It was something else.
Right. Right. It was quite frank. Ah, man. It's even historic that he's... Oh, wait, it's not historic. He's not the first ever Indian champion. Maybe that's why it's not working.
Who was the first Indian champion? Oh, Khali.
Went Khali.
That's right.
Yeah. Which is weird that... Wait a second. Has WWE has had more Indian world champions than they have had black world champions, I believe?
Yes. Yes, they have.
I mean, unless you count The Rock, which I don't count The Rock.
Yeah, they've had two Indians and no black champions.
Booker T.
Was Booker T champion?
When he was King Booker at one point for one round, he's a 6-time world champ.
Yeah, but it wasn't the belt that counts anymore.
No, it's the WCW belt, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that's Booker T is the lone black guy in WWE that's gotten the belt that I can't think of anybody else that's black.
I feel like Mark Henry should have had one.
Mark Henry did have it in SmackDown during the House of Pain, didn't he?
I think he did.
Okay, so we've had as many Indian champs as we have had black champions, despite only ever having, like, four Indian wrestlers in total in WWE history, and, like, 100 black guys.
Yeah, well, most of the black guys are just dancers or pimps, so...
Here's something to even consider even more baffling. Has WWE had more black women champions than they have had black male champions?
Yes.
Because Naomi, Jazz, and Jackie all were champs, right?
I don't know if Jazz was.
Yeah, shit. Oh, God, this is going to be fun to look up on Wikipedia. I'm trying to think of other black... Was there other black women that did well in WWE?
I don't think so.
Wait, Alicia Fox? Well, yeah, she was champ at one point.
Was she?
Right?
Was she?
I don't know. I'll look here after I finish looking up Jazz. Jazz, yeah, she was 2-time world champ.
Oh, wow.
So we're at least at 3. Let's see about Alicia. Wow, WWE is really fucking behind the times on this shit. I'm almost positive Alicia's held it once. We are almost there. Championships. Yep, she was Divas World Champion once. She was also involved in the worst feud of the year in 2015. As she was involved in the Team PCB versus Team Bad versus Team Bella. And she was also involved in Worst Worked Match of the Year in 2013 with AJ Lee, Oksana, Caitlin, Rosa Mendez, of course, Summer Rae, and Tamina. Versus... Oh my god, that was one team.
Oh wow.
Versus... This is going to get way worse before it gets better. Brie Bella, Cameron, Eva Marie, JoJo, Naomi, Natalya, and Nikki Bella. Wow, there's so many botches in that match.
Oh, that was when, what you call it, just started out on E.
Total Bellas, right?
No, the other one, Divas.
Oh, Total Divas, yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that... I'm sure I saw the match, but I am so glad I don't remember that match. Rosa Mendez was the worst female wrestler I think I've ever seen.
I don't even remember seeing her in a match.
Every time she was in a match, she did, like, very shitty little moves that any, like, 10-year-old could have pulled off more competently than she did, which I never understood. Like, a grown woman should be able to grasp a few of these simple things. She couldn't do it. And the same could be said for Ashley Mazzaro. She never got it. But she was hot as hell, at least.
Yeah, she had the whole Playboy model thing going, so.
Yeah, she was like the fucking wrestling Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, that's exactly what she was.
I wonder if Ashley Mazzaro ever gave Chad Kroger a BJ. I'm going to say yes.
You think so?
Sure, why not? Chad Kroger seems like a complete male whore.
That's true.
I mean, you know, here's the thing. Everybody insults Chad Kroger, but yeah, I would say probably 90% of males would trade their lives with his.
If I got paid millions and millions of dollars to write the shitty stuff he writes, I would definitely trade my life for his.
You look like a complete douchebag, get hot chicks. Like, he's living the life that every guy basically wants. And I think that's why guys hate him, because... somehow, off of no talent, he's rich and gets pussy. It's ridiculous.
It is. Maybe that is why.
Yeah.
It can't be because his music sucks. I mean,
no.
Because a lot of people have worse music than that, and they're not as hated. Not as popular either, but.
Yeah. Huh. There's a lot. We just, like, opened up Pandora's box here. After Chad Kroger was already in Pandora's box. working really blue tonight. Is there anything at SummerSlam that you're looking forward to? Because, Steve, I think we have almost a month in between this podcast and the next one, which is absurd for us.
I can't wait for Cena to win that 16, 17, whatever it is, championship.
Is there any chance Ric Flair would come back just to interfere?
Well, Charlotte's not involved, so I'm going to say no.
I mean, wouldn't that open up a good Charlotte versus Nikki feud? I mean, if they're hellbound bringing Nikki back, couldn't that work in some capacity?
Maybe you could have David Flair involved also and have David and Charlotte against Nikki and John.
I always thought David Flair was underrated as a performer. Like, he was one of the few enjoyable parts of WCW when it went really, really, really bad.
Well, Daphne was better than him.
Yes, Daphne was better than him. Daphne was really good, and WWE really fucked up by not getting her.
I think after TNA almost killed her, she couldn't wrestle anymore.
Yeah, I remember that. She needed help with medical bills and stuff, didn't she?
Yeah. They're like, nope, not gonna help.
Fucking scumbags.
Yeah, it was a bump on one of the matches she had, too, that messed her up.
Yeah. TNA's really just one of the shittiest organizations. I don't get it.
That's why they got bought by GFW.
So, Steve, we haven't talked about Kurt Angle's illegitimate child yet.
True. I was almost there.
So, how you feeling about that? Good idea to break up American Alpha, one of the greatest tag teams that they've had in the past 5 years?
Not at all. At least it gets Jordan on TV, I guess. That's good. I don't know why you couldn't get Gable to go with him and make it a package deal.
I still think Gable made more sense. Gable has the charisma like Kurt.
The charisma, the wrestling background, which I guess Jordan does too. He was in, what, Iowa? Illinois? Some college.
Some. But the problem with Jason Jordan, I'm guessing you probably know this, but I mean, for anybody that's listening, Jason Jordan toiled away in NXT for years before they decided to pair him up with a young up-and-comer like Chad Gable, and Gable's charisma actually helped that team form.
Right. And if you want to go back years and years ago, Angle was on Rec TV saying he doesn't like the black people.
You're right. You're right. Wow. I miss Hulk Hogan. I had to say it. Was Karma ever a women's champion in WWE? Or did she not stay long enough?
She wasn't there long enough. She was there for a month. And then she left.
Okay. And Nia Jax, Nia Jax isn't black. I'm still thinking about other black female wrestlers.
There's not many.
But I think I'm topped off at what we have.
Did Dusty Rhodes' manager ever wrestle?
Sapphire? No.
So then, yeah, there's not many.
Oh, that's... Cameron never made it, because Cameron was awful.
Right.
Gosh, it seems like there was more black women in wrestling at various points, but wow, I can't. I'm even women that never had a chance, I'm still struggling to come up with any other black women in WWE over the past 20 years.
Just Ember Moon, which she's just signed this year, so.
There's Charmel, but she wasn't a wrestler.
Right. And when she tried, it was an awful match with that Survivor reject.
Oh, yeah. And then there was Shelton's mama.
Yeah.
Let's never forget Shelton's mama. Oh, that was on Guess the Wrestler a couple weeks ago, and I totally botched that one. I did not guess Shelton Benjamin.
Oh, I thought you meant his
and
mama
it was because...
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Fucking... What the fuck's going on, Shelton? Last I heard, he signed again.
Is he recovered yet?
It's been a fucking year, I would think so.
Yeah, he should be almost done then.
It would make sense. I don't know.
Maybe they can have him take Jordan's space in American Alpha.
See, that's all. I'm not asking for much here, but don't know. Maybe. All right. So now that
they've
they
can
split
be America's
up,
greatest tag team instead of America's. Wait. They were the best damn tag team, were they?
Greatest tag team. God damn it.
World's greatest tag team? What were they?
World's greatest tag team.
So
yes.
America could step down, but.
Who do you think's going to have more success in 2 years? Gable or Jordan?
I would love to say Gable, but he's on SmackDown doing nothing, and Jordan's now Angle's son, so Jordan probably.
The one thing that's going to kill Gable is his size. But he does have some Daniel Bryan in him. Would you not agree?
Yeah, they've been not. I mean, they've gone away from the whole size thing recently, but he's still kind of small.
Right. I wish Chris Benoit was still around.
I bet you his in-laws do, too.
Perhaps. We'll never know, though. Kevin Sullivan doesn't. That's for sure.
Poor Kevin Sullivan.
Yeah. God damn it. I feel like we did a pretty good job. I do got to ask you my normal basketball question, and as I'm sure you know, the big talk right now is Kyrie Irving. Thoughts on what's going on there?
He's a smart man. Get out now before LeBron leaves again.
LeBron is going to leave the Cavs in such a bad fucking pile of rubble.
And who didn't see this coming?
And he doesn't
care.
Who
didn't see this coming, though?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't. All right. If LeBron went to your favorite team, would you even be happy?
Probably not, because they would probably need to gut the team to get him.
Right. They're going to gut the team, and then he's going to leave whenever he wants for a younger supporting cast. Like, he's not going to stick it out. He's kind of one of the biggest scumbags in American sports, period.
I don't know if I go that far.
I would. I mean, granted, I know he does a lot of great things, but I hate what he's done to the NBA as far as this whole joining forces, making super teams. It just... The NBA is very tainted at the moment for me. Like, really, they picked the one season that Kevin Durant was going to be a free agent, and the Warriors were able. Like, the one team, there was one team that should not have been able to sign Kevin Durant, and that was the team that got signed Kevin Durant. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, it's also a generational thing. Want to win, but do the easiest way possible.
Fucking millennials, man. Fucking millennials. This is why I hold Dirk Nowitzki as my second favorite player of all time, because Dirk would never... If Dirk had never won a championship, I still don't think he would chase titles right now.
I mean, he stayed with him for less money, didn't he? This year?
Oh, yeah. He had a $25 million contract, and he opted out, and he's playing for $5
million. Yep.
Like, that's a fucking franchise guy.
I'm sure Duncan took less money his last year.
Oh, Duncan took a lot of pay cuts to sign Tony and Manu. Like, it's kind of weird that Dirk and Duncan played in the exact same state for pretty much the same time period. Like, that's kind of weird. They played the same position, same time period, same state. And they're so similar to each other in a lot of what they meant to the team. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Duncan's always been more of a European-type player because he's always been more fundamentals than flash. So, I mean, that's... I guess that's kind of why they're so similar.
I always respected Duncan, but one thing I always hated about Duncan was... When he committed a foul, and he'd get so wide-eyed and give, like, that whiny little petulant child face, like, I didn't do anything, why are you picking on me? I was like, dude, it was such, like, a non-manly thing to do, but now all the players do it.
Well, yeah, that and pretending he got fouled every time you make a shot. You take a shot.
Fucking Europeans brought that. I mean, it was the Europeans that brought flopping, right?
Oh, I assume so from soccer. Yeah.
so bad. I mean, Dirk was bad at it at times. I'm not. There's no favoritism here, but some people do it way worse. Fucking Dwayne Wade, when he was in his prime, was a master flopper.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James, for a guy that's 6'8", 6'9", and 200 whatever pounds of muscle, acted like he got shot when some fucking guy 6'1" tapped him.
That's like the whole Shaq thing, though. Like, Shaq was so huge that, like, normal fouls wouldn't affect him. So,
well, that's on the refs, though. The refs should have been calling shit fairly so that it didn't get to that point.
Right.
Like, I don't blame... Yeah. It's all cause and effect. You're right. Ah, fucking frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't help, though. I mean, he flops a lot for, like... No one touches him sometimes.
Yeah, it's fucking fascinating. That's for sure. Speaking of flopping, I saw this video. I think it was actually in America. This lady was driving down the street, and these two young men, or probably teenagers, one was recording, and the other one jumped out on his bike. And he was trying to get hit by her to, you know, sue her or whatever. Well, she stopped in time, so he goes and backs up and jumps on her hood and smashes into her windshield. And, like, he thinks, like, he's done it perfectly. And then she's like, yeah, I have a dash cam. I'm recording all of this. And then you watch both guys, like, scurry, but they, like... went different ways down the road, and the one guy's like, no, come this way. It was like, it was so cartoony.
That's
it was
awesome.
Great.
Didn't Better Call Saul do that in like the first season? He had these two kids.
Yeah, absolutely. That happened, yeah. It cracked me up so much that he was like, oh shit. She stopped. So just back up and jump backwards. Just phenomenal stuff.
It's good thinking, but yeah, dash cams are pretty prevalent these days.
Yeah, I mean, if I drove, I would probably have one. Just, I don't know, kind of protects you a little bit, I would say.
Yeah, especially from fraudulent people who could pretend getting hit by you.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, shit. I don't know, anything big going on in your life? Any movies you're looking forward to? Anything of that nature, Steve?
Not really, no.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I have quite a busy life.
You and me both. What game? Are you still doing Mass Effect, or did you move on to something else?
I'm taking a break from that, and I'm playing the newest Tomb Raider game. Which came out, what, probably 2 years ago? A year ago?
Yeah. Was it Rise of the Tomb Raider?
Yeah, right. That's it.
How is it compared to the one that came before that was really good?
It's probably... It depends how much you like open world games.
Is it lacking in story? Like, I thought the one that came before was a really good story. I really enjoyed that.
I think story-wise, one is better.
Okay. But there's way more to do in this other one.
Yeah, you can, like, hunt and stuff.
Hmm. I keep meaning to buy it when it's on sale, but then I always have this constant backlog, so I'm like, I may as well wait till it's, like, 10 or 12 bucks.
Right. Like, Black Friday or something.
Yeah, I just picked up Doom and all of its DLC for $15
last week.
Yeah, I mean, I fear I should be able to get close to 15 hours of entertainment out of that.
Yeah, I enjoyed Doom when I played it, so.
Yeah, I don't know what else. I bought, I don't know, when the Xbox had their summer sale a couple weeks ago, so I bought quite a few. Not a lot, but I don't know, a handful of games. So I've been kind of dabbling in stuff.
I guess.
Dabbling's fun.
Yeah, it is.
I've been playing a lot of Diablo 3 because they had the new
Necromancer pack. The new pack.
And I'm still playing ESO, but I'm not playing it nearly as much. I was like kind of addicted to it for like 2 to 3 months. Not so much anymore. Friday the 13th I haven't touched in probably like 2 weeks. They still haven't fixed the server problem on Xbox. Fantastic, guys.
Well, they're a small company, I think.
Yeah, but by the time they fix it, unless they put it like on a sale to try to get people back into it, I don't know. I don't even know if it's worth it for them to fix it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody would move on to the next game.
Like, they've made their money. Like, how much is it going to be worth for them to make fans happy? I mean, in some cases, an argument could be made that they should make the fans happy. Because, as far as I know, they still plan on doing a campaign in that game at some point.
Yeah, they're supposed to do a single player, so.
Which, that's what I'm truly looking for. And if that happens, then my $40 will have been well spent. But as of right now, the $40 I spent on PC, I've gotten my 40 hours. On Xbox, I've probably gotten maybe 10 hours at most. I've not had a good Xbox run.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm sure they'll get to it eventually. I just hope they do. They're supposed to.
Yeah, God damn it. It's one of those things. It's kind of like wrestling. You want wrestling to be good. You pay good money for it. You want it to be good. And then, you know, a flag match in Punjabi happens.
And like maybe once in a while it'll be like awesome.
Right. Every once in a while, like, you'll get that one match. And you're like, that was really good. This is why I'm a wrestling fan. Next night, fuck, I hate life.
It's like, I could be doing so much more with these 3 hours.
God damn.
Probably 4 hours next pay-per-view, right?
Summerfest? Yeah.
And then NXT, which is usually pretty good.
Oh, God. Yeah, so that's going to be, what, 9 hours? Because, no, NXT will be 2 hours. Then SummerSlam will have either an hour, possibly 2 hours for a pre-show. 4 hour plus card, because lately they've been going over their time slot for some stupid reason. Because
they don't have to worry about it anymore on the network.
Yeah, but as a fan, there's just too much shit.
No, yeah, I mean, you don't need to go the whole 3 hours, whatever.
Like, honestly, would you be upset if, after SummerSlam, if they just gave us, like, a couple of 2 hour pay-per-views? Would that upset you in the least bit?
Not at all. It might improve pay-per-views.
Right. Like, give us 4 matches. Maybe 5 matches. Do like what NXT does. Give us 5 matches and a 2 hour card. Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
It would make each match better.
Yeah, they'd have time to tell the story, and like for the lower end people, put them on SmackDown and give them storylines. Don't put these main people on every week. Easy as that. That way you ease the burnout.
Right. Yeah.
Ah, fuckers. Oh, well. I'm trying to think what movie... You know, I feel like I missed out on quite a few movies that came out this year. And instead, I just learned that The Dark Tower... I thought The Dark Tower was supposed to end up being like a franchise. I thought there was going to be multiple Dark Tower movies, and come to find out right now, it sounds like it's only a standalone film that's an hour and 35 minutes.
So it's going to be like one book?
If that, like, I don't even, like, I want to see it because I admit, I want to see Matthew McConaughey as a dickhead. I like that idea, and I like... what's his face? Elba, right?
Elba, yeah.
Yeah, like, I want to see that, but... that went from a movie that I definitely want to see into the theaters to... by December it should be out on disc, and I'll just catch up on it.
That's the way it is, most movies now. It's like, it's not worth going to see them in the theaters. Just wait months.
What was the last film you saw in the theater?
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, how was it?
I enjoyed it. It was better than Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man.
I never saw the Andrew Garfield ones. I actually own them. I got, like, the first three Spider-Mans plus the two Amazing Spider-Mans for, like, $15 on Blu-ray.
No, it's
I thought that was a good enough deal. Yeah. I think next month I'm seeing the sequel, the Annabelle sequel, which Annabelle 1 was shit.
Is it a sequel or a prequel?
See, that's what I don't know. Like, I'll give it a shot. And then the month after that, September, we're getting the remake of It. And that was one of my favorite childhood movies, so I have to see that. And then, of course, in October, Jigsaw's coming out. And I have the fucking tattoo. Of course, I have to see that.
Yeah, you need to see that at least once in the theater.
Right. Like, otherwise, like, I feel like my tattoo should get removed automatically. Mm-hmm. So. But prior, the last movie I think I saw in the theater was Rogue One.
Wow. So December.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, it may have even been January. It may have been right after the new year. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's just, it's not worth it these days. It's like $12. Unless you do a matinee, and you know, it's like maybe $8.
In total, it cost me about $20 to go because I'm not going to not get popcorn. And then, of course, I'm going to be thirsty. So I'm going to be like, well, I don't buy. I seriously drink like one soda a month. So like, if I'm at theater, yeah, I'm going to have a soda and some fucking popcorn. I'm going to treat myself. And it's $20 out the door. And then it gets released. And you could buy and own the movie for that cost. So.
Right. Yep.
It's
not very cost effective these days.
No. But there are some movies, and I think most people would agree, there are some movies that are just meant to be seen in a theater. I feel all Star Wars movies should be seen in a theater first.
Right. I considered maybe seeing the new, was it Valerian?
Oh, Valerian, yeah.
I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah. I mean, there's some comic book films that I think would be awesome, but I've always seen... I'm trying to think which ones I've actually seen in the theater. It's not much. I saw Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises. I saw the two Michael Keaton Batmans and the Val Kilmer one. I can't think of many other superhero ones. I don't think I've watched any of the Marvel Universe in theater, which I like all of those.
I watched Doctor Strange in 3D because I heard that was pretty good. And it was.
I heard that was like the way to watch
it.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
Huh. Yeah, that's on Netflix now, I believe.
Yeah, they have some deal with Disney now where it's like a couple months after it comes on DVD, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, because Rogue One's on there now, as is Civil
right.
War.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I've been reading about this because I noticed that Bob's Burgers was no longer on Netflix, so I was really pissed off. And I was like, God damn it, I love Bob's Burgers. And then I noticed, like, American Dad and I think Family Guy. So come to find out, Netflix basically cut their ties with a lot of these big companies. So Hulu soaked up a lot of their competition. And then Disney bought more stock into Netflix. So that's why there's such a big change. Right now, Hulu is... I say Hulu's better than Netflix. For movies, and obviously for TV, but even for movies, Hulu has a really good selection of films.
Yeah, Netflix is focusing more on the original content than they are TV shows. It's probably cheaper in the long run, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and they have really good originals. That's the thing. But they have so many of them, I don't ever know what to watch. Like, I'm glad that I watched Santa Clarita Diet, because I say Timothy Oliphant's one of the greatest actors living. I love that dude.
Yeah, it was a good show, too.
But, I mean, every month there's probably like 20 different new Netflix originals, and it's like, what the fuck do you watch?
Right.
Stranger Things. That's
I watch all the Marvel shows, obviously.
I still haven't watched... What's out there so far? It's just Daredevil, Iron Fist,
Daredevil,
right?
Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist. Iron Fist is awful.
How is the Jessica Jones?
I put it number 2 behind the first season of Daredevil.
Okay. Everybody says, even though I hated Daredevil, the movie, that I would like Daredevil, the TV show. Would you agree with that, Steve?
Well, if you're paying for Netflix anyways, you might as well watch it. I will not make any guess on if you like it or not.
Fair enough. Do you? I feel like we've had this conversation before. Do you have Amazon Prime?
I do, yes.
I would recommend, I'll go out and recommend 2 movies on Prime. One being Green Room, or The Green Room.
I want to watch that, yeah.
That was pretty good. And a movie called The Girl with All the Gifts.
Okay, yeah, I want to watch that too. It's a zombie movie, right?
Yeah, with Glenn Close. Both movies really were very well done. I would recommend them to the listeners and to you. Mainly to you, because I don't know if we have listeners.
Yeah, they were both on my Netflix list for DVDs, so maybe I'll just watch them on Prime instead.
Yeah, Prime's actually getting some better movies, too. Yeah, I saw that on my on the main page of my, when you know, you hit home on your Fire Stick there. So, yeah, I almost feel that Netflix is becoming number 3 out of everything.
Yeah, then we're focused on getting the Oscars, or not Oscars, Emmys and crap like that with their original content than they are with actual movies.
I think what it was is, I mean, because they were the cool place to be initially, but they got such cheap media rights before these companies realized what those rights were really worth. And then once the companies were like, this is really what we're worth, Netflix like, yep, we're going to take our money and just make originals.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, we'll just save our money and go with the original way.
Which, I can't blame them, but simultaneously, I don't know, there comes a point where, like, having Netflix, I mean, I pay probably, like, I don't know, $14-$15 bucks a month. You know, there's probably, I can probably, like, skip every other month and not miss out on shit.
Right, you can always just binge watch everything.
Yeah, honestly, if I had the choice, like, to just do a nice rotation, like, have 1 month with, like, HBO, then next month with Hulu, next month with Netflix, and you just rotate just those 3 services for about the same price. I don't know, that almost makes more sense than what the hell I'm doing now.
Paying everything every month.
Yeah, yeah. Except I do use Hulu a lot, because I don't have any local channels with PlayStation View. I guess I do have CBS, but you can't DVR CBS. Not that I watch anything on CBS except for fucking Price is Right.
Right, so much on that you would want to watch.
Right, I don't think that CBS appeals to my demographic. I saw that they're making a Young Sheldon TV series spinoff. Mm-hmm.
He's like 9 years old in high school or something like that.
That sounds awful to me.
I don't watch Big Bang Theory, but yeah, it doesn't sound good.
Big Bang Theory started off really awesome, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, by the way, every guy needs to have a girlfriend now, and we're going to try to pretend that women are funny.
And then they could get, you know, attractive women.
Yeah. Fuck. It just really blows my mind. Really blows my mind. And, like, they tried to make the one chick with the huge knockers, like, look fucking nerdy. It's like, no, that chick's fucking gorgeous, guys. Stop. Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we've hit our 8 o'clock mark, as is tradition. And I really don't care. Like, I'm not watching wrestling tonight, so I'm kind of actually in a good mood that I'm not watching wrestling. I don't know what that says about me.
Or wrestling.
Don't really care. I'm burned out on wrestling. I just am. I feel that WWE... Do you think WWE realizes that they're burning their fans out, or do you even think they care?
I don't think they care. I also think that they assume people will watch 1 or 2 shows maybe pay per views whenever they want and not do what we do and watch everything.
Right. They probably just appeal to the most casual fan that's still willing to pay for it, which I guess makes sense from...
Yeah, they're like, we'll charge people diehards $10 a month, and then we'll just let people watch what they want when they want to watch it.
Right, because for all the diehards that are watching and paying $10 a month and getting more than $10 worth, there's all the casuals, which are probably triple to quadruple those fans that watch, you know, 3 hours a month.
And probably pay the $60 pay-per-view rates for the big shows.
Oh God, yeah. I can't believe there's still people out there that pay to pay-per-view. Last I heard that the fucking Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather fight could possibly go for triple digits on pay-per-view. Could you imagine spending that much on that?
I wouldn't. I'm not gonna watch it. Because I think it's just a joke.
I think Floyd's gonna let Conor get like one or two punches in just to show, you know, just to kind of bait it until about the fifth or sixth round when Floyd's just gonna eventually say, okay, I'm done.
Right, he might actually try to knock him out instead of just wait the guy for the whole 12 rounds.
Yeah, I think Floyd's smart enough to not want to make it a first or second round knockout. I think he's going to want to try to draw it out till about the fifth or sixth.
Right.
That's my guess.
He won't want to make it like all 12 rounds because that would be a joke on him. You know, like, oh, you can't knock out an MMA guy in 12 rounds. So how do you go? How do you middle 5-6 rounds?
Yeah, and then everybody kind of saves face. Because Conor could be like, hey, I lasted for, you know, 6 rounds against the greatest boxer of this generation, which kind of makes me want to throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yep. There's not many good boxers out there.
Yeah, and I honestly don't know many boxers anymore. I mean, really, I know Floyd, I know Pacquiao.
And what, Klitschko? What that giant Russian's name is?
They're the Klitschko brothers. Are they still fighting?
I don't know. I know one's married to Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Which is a huge mismatch in size, because that guy's like 7 feet tall, and he's like maybe 5.
You know, I don't care how awful this sounds. I would pay a lot of money to watch that porno.
Well, I mean, if it was one, you'd probably get it for free eventually, so...
That's true. I mean, I say that, pay money, and the reality is I'd pirate the shit out of that, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
Huh. Hayden Panda Bear. I can't ever pronounce her last name right, so I just call her Hayden Panda Bear.
It's close enough. Knows what the fuck. Yeah.
I've had like one person be like, who? I'm like, you don't even know who this person is then. So fuck it. I don't know. If I need boxing, I'm just going to watch Mike Tyson's Mysteries on Adult Swim and be done with it.
That's good enough.
Speaking of which, this Sunday, Rick and Morty's back.
I never watched that.
I don't know you well enough to tell you whether you would like it or not, Steve. I wish
I like
did,
Community,
but...
if that helps.
Okay, then yeah. If you like Community, there's... Did you ever like Futurama?
Yeah.
Okay, you're good. If you like those two things, I really would be shocked if you didn't like Rick and Morty. And they're both... I think both seasons are on Hulu right now. There's only 20 episodes. They're short.
Huh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's something you could do on a weekend or, you know, a few episodes a night or whatever to kill it off quickly. I think... I don't know, Dan Harmon's fucking funny as shit to me, so... I don't know. All right. I think we'll call this one.
Okay. After 2 hours of rants and tangents and...
Yeah, I mean, really, we spend way more than half the time talking about other stuff that wasn't about the pay-per-view, and I'm okay with that.
There's not much to talk about in the pay-per-view. It's just kind of like they had matches, and...
Yeah, pretty much. I'm actually looking up the date for SummerSlam just to see how many weeks off we do get. Yeah, dude, we get 4 weeks off.
That's amazing.
Is it amazing?
I wouldn't go that far.
Last night I got a message from Twan. He's like, I will never feel the glow. Yeah, Twan got suckered back into this shit, by the way. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
I kind of feel bad for him.
Yeah, me too. Oh, well.
Yeah, his loss, not ours.
Maybe he loves company and all that.
That is true. Very true. All right, so for Steve, this is Kent. We no longer care about wrestling. We'll be back in 4 weeks to discuss something we hate. Until next time, enjoy, people.